Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, May the 11th. And welcome to our commentary. By the way, if you're hearing a little bit of noise in the background, like some construction trucks moving around, that's because there's a little bit of construction there in our street. They're putting some sidewalks in. So hopefully it's not too bad. I don't think it is. But in case you hear a truck or something moving in the background, well, that's what it is. Just wanted to let you know that. Well, today we're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about this bill in U.S. Senate today, the abortion bill that is going to go up in the U.S. Senate today and will fail, by the way, will fail. We're also going to talk a little bit about inflation. But I want to begin with the new press secretary. You know, effective on Friday, the incumbent press secretary is moving on to, I guess she's going to work for one of the news stations or one of the networks, news networks. I think it's MSNBC, but I'm not 100% sure. She's going to go work for them. And there's a new press secretary that will be on the job, I guess, effective Monday or next Friday. So we congratulate the new press secretary on her new job. But I think, you know, the question I have is, could they not have chosen a more, let's say, a less controversial press secretary? This is a lady with a long history of having said a lot of radical things in her past, such as, you know, she was a big believer in the Russia story a few years ago, a story that has been proven completely false by the evidence that has been presented, and a story, or at least the origin of that story, is actually being investigated by Judge Durham, who's looking into what role the Clinton campaign may have played in that particular information that was used to then spy against the Trump campaign. So that's one thing. And then there's also, you know, an appearance that she had somewhere on TV saying that Fox News is racist. Well, I guess she's entitled to her opinion. But again, it makes me wonder, it really makes me wonder who is doing the background checks in this administration, because this lady, she's not the first one. If you've been following some of these nominations to different departments, particularly the second and the third level people who are being nominated for appointment before the Senate, I mean, they are some of the most radical people that you will ever want to talk to. And they have huge backgrounds and huge resume of radical things that they published on Twitter and everywhere else. So, you know, you have to wonder, you know, this is an administration that came in pretending that they were going to unite the country, and they haven't done a darn thing about that. They have not done a darn thing about that. They have not tried, and I think that's my biggest criticism. They have not tried to unite the country, because you're not uniting the country when you're nominating some of these people who are being nominated by this administration. So I wish this new press secretary a lot of luck. But man, she is walking into a very difficult job, and she herself has a few credibility problems of her own. Well, let's talk a little bit about what is happening today in the U.S. Senate. Senator Schumer, the majority leader, is putting up a vote, an abortion vote in the U.S. Senate. The title of the bill is Women's Reproductive, something like that. The whole idea, the reason for the bill is that they want to codify Roe v. Wade. In other words, they want to make Roe v. Wade, they want to pass a law by Congress that the president will sign, and then Roe v. Wade will be really the law of the land, not simply an opinion by the Supreme Court. And this is what they want to do. This is the objective. Now, in order to do that, they have to get 60 votes in the U.S. Senate. But it doesn't help the Democrats when they cannot even get all 50 Democrats on board. One of the Democrats, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, has already said that he's not voting for this because he doesn't like the fact that state laws are being basically deleted by this proposed legislation. So he doesn't like it. He's not going to go with it. So that means that they have 50 Democrats, but so far they only have 49 voting for this. On the Republican side, it'll be 100% no. But there were two possibilities. There were always two possibilities to vote for this. One was Senator McCuskey of Alaska, and the other one was Senator Collins of Maine. Those two ladies, who are pro-choice, as they like to call themselves, pro-choice, they would have been potential yes votes if this particular piece of legislation was not as radical as it is. I mean, this is not a piece of legislation to settle the Roe v. Wade issue. This is a piece of legislation to satisfy the left wing of the party, very angry with the fact that the party has not done anything to do anything with respect to abortion. They talk a great deal about it, but they really have not been able to do much about it. So nothing's going to happen. There will be a vote. The vote will fail. And as I said, as of early afternoon, they don't have all the Democrats, and they're not going to get all the Democrats on this particular vote because, let's face it, they have 50, but they're not going to get all 50. So this is really a big failure here for Senator Schumer. Why he put up this vote, knowing that it was going to fail like this, is a mystery. But, people speculate on Senator Schumer. They say that the reason that he has been moving so far to the left and the reason that he's been pandering so much to the left is because he fears a primary in New York. There could be a primary against him. In fact, there's been talk of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the young woman from, she's not from Brooklyn, but she's from one of those districts in New York City. And there is some talk that she may run a primary against Senator Schumer. If she does, she could beat him. Now, most experts will say no, but she energizes a lot of people who turn out to vote. And so Senator Schumer is scared to death of a primary in this upcoming election. And that's why he's taken such a radical position about abortion, knowing quite well that he doesn't have the votes. He doesn't have the votes in the U.S. Senate, in his own party, to make this a reality. You've been looking at some of the polling data about abortion. And, people always, they look at their favorite poll when they want to tell you what the situation is. The reality is that, my own personal position is that abortion is wrong. I'm a pro-life person. I believe in life. But that's my moral position. I mean, that's what I believe. But I also understand that in a public sense, you cannot always dictate that way. But I think most Americans, if you listen and you read these polls and you analyze these polls, I think that most Americans are in a place where they would like to have access to an abortion, meaning they believe that a woman should have access to an abortion if she wants one or if she needs one because of rape or incest or something like that, that she should have access to an abortion. But, and this is the big but, they believe that there ought to be restrictions on when she can have that abortion. It could be 12 weeks, 15 weeks, whatever the case may be. The Mississippi law before the Supreme Court says 15 weeks. And that, of course, that could be the standard that we practice in the United States. You have 15 weeks to have an abortion, and then after 15 weeks, you cannot have an abortion. That's what the Mississippi law is currently in front of the Supreme Court. And really, the biggest thing going against the abortion movement is science, because science is now showing that there's something going on in the woman's body. The argument for years was, it's my body, it's my body, it's my body. Well, it is her body, but we now can see by listening to a heartbeat as early as 10 weeks, by watching some of the sonograms, that there is something in that woman's body that will be a baby born in 9 months. So I think that's what's happening, that the science is actually providing us with so much information that it makes it very difficult for the pro-abortion movement to say, hey, it's my body and I can do whatever I want. Well, not really, because the little thing inside of you has a heartbeat and has indications they look like little babies when you see the sonograms and so on. So my guess is that Roe v. Wade will be overturned. This is going to go back to the states, where states will decide what those restrictions are. Some states like California and Illinois will have, or New York, will have unconditional abortion. You can get whatever you want. And then other states in the south and in the southern part of the country, like Texas and so on, we will have restrictions on abortion. And that's the way this is going to come down. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Abortions should be decided by voters, not by judges. And that's how I believe all of this is going to come down over the next 30 days or so when the opinion is finally published. Now, I don't think that abortion is going to be a big factor in the midterm elections. And it's not going to be a big factor because of our next story, and that's inflation. Inflation is killing the American family. More information came out today about inflation. Inflation is now at a 42-year high. That's 1980. 42-year high. That is awful for anybody who remembers 1980, 1981, 1982, like I remember that that part of our lives. So inflation. The big story in 2022, when voters vote, the big story is going to be the economy, inflation, gasoline prices. That is what will drive the vote. Now, some people may vote on the basis of abortion. That may happen, but I don't think they're going to matter. They're not going to change any results because, again, the people are focused on their pocketbooks, and their pocketbooks are shrinking every single time. They're shrinking because of inflation. And it doesn't matter how many jobs the economy creates. If there's inflation of 8% or whatever, that's going to kill the people who are working. So that's going to be the big issue, inflation, and not abortion whatsoever. Senator Manchin of West Virginia, I just saw the note a second ago, confirms that he's not voting for this abortion law that will fail today in the U.S. Senate. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and have a wonderful day. It's kind of warm and humid here all of a sudden. So I guess that must mean that we're getting close to summer. I think so. It gets warm and humid in May as we're getting close to the summer here in the North Texas area. Bye-bye, everybody, and have a wonderful day.